From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, lawmakers heard the long-awaited testimony of Monica Goodling, the Attorney General's former senior counselor and White House liaison. Goodling resigned in the scandal over fired U.S. attorneys. This House Judiciary Committee hearing was the first time that she has spoken in public about the controversy. And NPR's Ari Shapiro has our report.
There have been lots of hearings about the U.S. attorney firings. None of them began like this.
Upon the advice of my counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question based upon my Fifth Amendment right not to be a witness against myself and my Sixth Amendment right to rely on my counsel's advice.
As expected, Monica Goodling invoked her right not to testify, and Committee Chairman John Conyers responded by granting her immunity. With that procedure over, Goodling delivered her opening statement. Right off the bat, she took a shot at Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty. McNulty has told Congress that he gave misleading testimony about the U.S. attorney firings because Goodling withheld information from him. Today, Goodling said,
"The allegation is false. I did not withhold information from the deputy."
McNulty plans to resign at the end of the summer. Today, Goodling said she briefed McNulty about U.S. attorneys nearly every week for a year. The briefings usually went long because McNulty had so many questions.
So I'm not saying that it was deliberate, but what I'm saying is when I looked back on the testimony, I believe that there were a number of things that I did brief him on and that information wasn't fully revealed.
Okay.
McNulty released a statement saying he testified truthfully based on what he knew at the time. He called Goodling's characterization of his testimony wrong. One member of the panel asked Goodling how exactly McNulty's testimony was incomplete. She gave several examples, including a moment where McNulty downplayed the White House's involvement in the firings.
He was aware that the department had worked for at least several months with the White House and that many offices in the White House had signed off and that they were, in fact, participating in making phone calls and different sorts of things with members.
After McNulty testified publicly to Congress, he met with the Senate Judiciary Committee in private. Goodling was supposed to sit in.
However, a few minutes before the private Senate briefing was to take place, the deputy made clear to me that he did not think I should attend. The deputy suggested that if someone recognized me as the White House liaison, the members would be more likely to ask questions about the White House. As a result of that conversation, I waited outside the room while the deputy briefed the Senate committee.
Goodling said even though she was White House liaison, she did not hold the keys to the kingdom.
To the best of my recollection, I've never had a conversation with Karl Rove or Harriet Myers while I served at the Department of Justice, and I'm certain that I never spoke to either of them about the hiring or firing of any U.S. attorney.
Rove is the president's political advisor, and Myers was the White House counsel. Both played a role in the firings. Goodling said she met with members of their staff, but the people who met with Rove and Myers personally were the attorney general and his former chief of staff, Kyle Sampson. While Congress pursues this investigation, the Justice Department is pursuing its own investigation into Monica Goodling herself. Inspectors there want to know whether she broke the law by hiring career staffers based on their politics. Today, Goodling admitted that she may have gone too far. Democratic Congressman Bobby Scott of Virginia tried to pin her down.
Was that legal?
Sir, I'm not able to answer that question. I know I crossed the line.
What line? Legal?
I crossed the line of the civil service rules.
Rules, laws. You crossed the line on civil service laws. Is that right?
I believe I crossed the law lines, but I didn't mean to.
Over the months that Congress has been investigating this scandal, the beginning and end of the U.S. attorney firings have been clear. The idea originated at the White House, and the final sign-off came from the Attorney General and the White House counsel. But the construction of the actual list has always been murky. Today's testimony did little to clear that up. Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas sounded exasperated.
Isn't it a fact that you cannot give us the full picture about the White House involvement in the plan to remove U.S. attorneys? And isn't it a fact that the only way we can get the story is if the White House provides documents and makes its personnel available to be interviewed by the Congress?
For me, I can say that I can't give you the whole White House story.
The White House says it will only agree to private interviews without an oath or transcript. Members of Congress have called that proposal unacceptable. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.